Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, joyous celebration! Let me hear you make a crazy noise up in here!
Agua,
baby, be so tired.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all today with peace and with love. And we thank God for all of you that are listening in all over the world. We are now live at Christ Successful Life Ministries, where Pastor Sambilla Eugene Tamman is pastor. We thank God for him, his lovely wife, and his family, and our church family. We just thank God for all of you that are listening in right now, all of you that are in all of Africa. We want to say God bless to you in Hong Kong, in Greece, in Italy, the UK, Switzerland, wherever you may be in the USA, all over the world. We just want to say God bless you, and we're going to bring you into the sanctuary right now where you will be blessed. Today is Youth Day, so you will hear singing and praises, and we just say just for you all to just sit back and enjoy yourself, and we pray that you will be blessed by this great broadcast today. God bless you all.
And if you let up your mind, 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 let up your mind,
amen. I just want to thank the Lord and worship God. Just tell you what he is. He's made us see the day. He's brought us here safely. I just want us to worship him in his beauty and in his holiness. Let's worship God.
No.
In Jesus' name.
the house of God. You said in the Bible, it's Psalm 121, that you should be glad to come to the house of the Lord. On this time of the service, we will welcome those who are worshiping us for the very first time. So please, if you are worshiping us for the very first time, please just raise your hand wherever you are. Praise the Lord. Can you please just tell me your feet so we can see you or welcome to the first of this service? Can you please tell us your name or who brought you here? Praise the Lord. You're welcome. The name of the church is Christ Successful Life Ministry. I'm sure you know that. The vision of the church is from Revelation 1 verse 8, and it says that we should pretty much read the Word of God today and practice what is in the Word of God, and we have good success. So we encourage you to keep coming. You'll be blessed. My life is an example. My testimony is yet to come, but I can testify. It is the blessed today. So we're going to welcome you with a song. So the orchestra, I want to keep coming. The first of the church is Pastor Sandila over there. Today we're going to have a brand new test of coming up. And of course, we have the church. See my father there.
As we can see you, the glory of the Lord, you are coming to me.
Everybody today, it's always a great joy to be in the house of the Lord to worship Him. Not many people get this opportunity in life, and for those of us who do have the opportunity, we should maximize it. I know quite very often it seems like nothing, but it is very valuable in our life. And for people who don't have this opportunity, usually by the time they pray for it, it's almost too late for them. So we should try not to put ourselves in those positions. Let's use this opportunity we have now. Well, at this moment, as you all know, we the youth are running the show today. Bear with us. We keep learning every day from our elders. And yes, we're going to make mistakes along the way, but we do expect our elders to guide us through it, also to encourage us, just like the pastor said this morning. And with the youth, we have an obligation to listen and correct ourselves whenever those mistakes are being pointed out to us. We're going to have the youth coming now to present a song to the church. And please bear with us and enjoy the moment. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. People come ask me, say, now when did you make me glad? I just tell them, say, that Jesus can make me glad. People come ask me, say,
Once you were 16 or 17, you probably didn't love to, or 20 or 30, you know, I'll give you more suffering. But right now, we tell her, Grandma, let's go watch the soccer game. She's like, oh, my arthritis. I can't go. She won't have that desire for it. She won't have that strength. And it is she wants to go. She already has the strength to walk out there. You know? I remember back in the day when I was a kid, my grandmom, she used to take me around, take me to Cuba, take me to Guatemala, take me to places. But after a while, when I came here, after a long time, right now, you tell my grandma that, oh, there's they send you money. You don't send the money in Guatemala. No. Send it in Cuba, because it's closer to the village, so I can easily go get it. Before, she said, send it in Guatemala, so I can go there, find myself at the ministry, and I'll probably talk to you. Or a governor's office, or probably talk to one or two people out there. Amen. When we are young, we are filled with strength and power and ability to do so. Amen. Let's open the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Amen. I would like somebody to read it out for me. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Before the talk of Solomon. Amen. After Proverbs and before the talk of Solomon. Hallelujah. Are we there? And right? Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I just read this book of the Bible that I kind of hated. And a lot of people. Verse 1 and 2. Right. 99% of the world we have, you know, give 99% is that a company. So my brother, when I would say, I say nobody's perfect. Yes, nobody's perfect. Do you know why the widow's mite was so glorified? Because of course she is. The amount of faith probably $5 or 2 cents. It was highly valuable because that's all what she had. Give to God what you have, everything you have. You know why? Because if you give 90%, what happens? The 10% has to be used somewhere. If you tell 90% to God, the 10% goes somewhere the other side. And the two cannot mix. Amen. If it is 99%, we need to give our all, us young people, to God. Amen. Let's give all we have. We need to honor God while we are young. We need to spend our time, spend our life while we are young for God. Because if we don't do it, I assure you, we're going to have some regrets. Amen. We're going to have some regrets. I'll make quite a few references to the nursing home because I work out there. You know, there's some people that come in, some patients that come in, the older patients, older folks. And some of them come with so much smile. They're very happy. And they're willing to communicate with you, make your care of you very easy. You don't have no problem. But there's some kind with a very, very tight face. Very tight face. And you can imagine, why does this person have tight face? We give all the maximum care we can to this person. We make sure every time the person needs something, we are there to ask them. But the person has a very tight face. Can we possibly imagine why? They're thinking about the things they did in the past. Those are the things they didn't like. They wish they could go back and change it. But like they said, if the second sticks and goes by, it cannot come back no more. Amen. Just like we're sitting here, a few minutes will be your world kind of order. We have to come order. A few minutes order. And that minute, our cast, we cannot do nothing about it. While we are young, as young people, let us try to give our all to God. Let's make God our priority. You know, there are many things a lot of things that can distract us from God. Amen. There's a lot of things that can distract us from God. And as well, there's a lot of gains, there's a lot of benefits that we don't have if we dedicate our life to Jesus. If we give our all to Jesus. You know, a lot of us, our lives in this church, as young people, speak to people out there. Our lives speak to people out there. What we do has a lot of impact on what's going to happen. None of us can see the target, but we have a way to go. Amen. As we are here in the house of God, we're thinking in Christ in the house of God. We are thinking in the house of God for the furtherance of the gospel. Guess what? God is happy about it. Guess what? God is not going to forget those things. As young people, let's do it now. You know, I don't expect grandmothers to come to church and, you know, the people have to be moved and they really want to move it. You know. But my heart is that that's not because the Holy Spirit is not there. We're not because of nature. Okay? Because of nature, people get old. While we are young, it's time for us to give our all to God. Amen. There are benefits. That comes in serving God. Amen. Let's go to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 12. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 from verse 12 finally down to, from verse 7 down to 12. So, 2 Chronicles chapter 1 from verse 7 down to verse 12. And that's going to read if you find it. Second Chronicles chapter 1, and verse 7 down to 12. Hallelujah. Talking about Solomon. Go ahead and put it up. Amen. Let's talk about the whole continuum. Now, that night, God appeared to Solomon and I told him, ask me whatever you want and I'll give to you. Amen. What does God look like? You know, I related that to a black chick. Amen. I look at that like a black chick. You didn't go to your daddy and, you know, he just writes his name on a check, signs it. Just put it back if you will fill it. Fill any amount you want. God says, ask me whatever you want. Why? He will back up a little bit. He was asked that Solomon gives the whole world out of sacrifice to God. Solomon, he was not old, he was very young. He gave a lot of sacrifice for his offerings to God. And God said, oh my God, this sweet-smelling aroma was coming up to God in heaven. And God said, ask me whatever you want, and I'll give it to you. You know, that is something that as you start serving God, God owns all the cattle in the hills. He has all the blessings in his hands. He died. Jesus died for all that for us. All we need to do is just ask. God has given us the same position like Solomon. And just ask whatever you want. As young people, as we start serving God, we take that position. We take the position as Solomon had, that we should ask whatever we want from God. And God should give us. Trust me, whatever we ask, God will give us. But then there's a little trick for us. Let's keep on reading. Amen. Let's go to verse 8. Keep going. Keep me what? Wisdom, right? Okay, let's go. Amen. Just hang on 1 second to me. That's verse 10, right? Now, see what Solomon asked. I can imagine what we are going to ask if we were placed in that not Obama. This is not Bill Gates. This is God that owns everything. He asks you, tells you, just ask whatever you want. Just imagine if you were in that position, what would you desire? I bet you somebody would say, I want all their position. I want the biggest mansion you can think about. All the houses, even better than the one Pastor has in Nokia. Nice set. The biggest Lamborghini, not the best Lamborghini ever. One story. Every kind of car is out there. As a young man, I bet you will ask for stuff. How do you know that? Imagine the things you're going to ask if God put us in that position. You know, I believe all the people will probably be like, God bless my children. God make sure they are rich. God make sure when I get old, my pension will go through so that I'll be able to keep up. God make sure my insurance people will cover me when I get old and probably go to the hospital. God make sure you provide for my family. We probably going to face a lot of it on ourselves. So what the son would ask for? Son will ask for wisdom from God. Amen. Because this is the wisest thing we can ever ask for. Because guess what? If you have that wisdom, it's going to help you get that money. It's going to help you to guide your children. It's going to help you get a whole lot of stuff. Solomon will ask for wisdom from God. I guess what God did after that. Let's keep on going from verse 11. Amen. Amen. I think that's just like an icing on the cake. You know, see what smart the man Solomon. Solomon did not ask for a whole lot of stuff. He didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for, you know, back in the day, there was a lot of war. This clan fighting against this clan. This tribe fighting against this tribe. Everybody's trying to get a position to survive. Solomon did not ask for the death of his enemy. He was a king. You know, when the next tribe fights an Israelite to beat them, his position goes down. His reign goes down. And the say of the king is that his reign stays up. Not just back in those days, in those days when people were so power hungry. You know, when Solomon did not ask for the death of his enemy, he did not ask for so much wealth. He did not ask for everything to desire, the gold and the diamonds and too many concubines and women which you probably have. But he asked for wisdom to govern his people. Now, what are these people? Which people are there? These are the children of Israel, God's people. Solomon asked for wisdom and knowledge to govern God's people. And in that situation, God had no option, no option but to bless this man. Amen. And Solomon began to ask for stuff. That will help us further the word of God, further the ministry of God. But instead, we begin to position ourselves to ask for those things that will promote the kingdom of God. I bet you God is not going to forget us. God is going to bless all of us. God is going to bless all families. God is going to give us wisdom and everything that we ever need. Amen. As young people, we should always remember that we shouldn't be selfish. There's a lot of stuff that can throw us up with this guidance of God. Amen. There's a lot of things that can throw us away from God's way. Amen. Let's check. Let's see the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. See the Bible. Smart decision. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Somebody read it if you find it. You know, we're just going to have to say, we're not going to go in the toilet. Amen. We should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. up. Some of this life shall be added unto us. Amen. If we seek God's kingdom, or we seek the promotion of God's glory, or we seek the desire that God desires, the things that Jesus came down for, if those are the things that we seek, I bet you, my brother and my sister, God is going to bless them with everything. As young women, amen, if we quit certain things, you know, like, talk to them before anybody say one. If we quit certain like that, I bet you, God, I'm going to have more time to seek the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Alright, you know, as young men, if we change our desires from those things that, you know, let me just change, let me know if I like this, because I'm proud of this too, amen. You know, as young men, if we change the desire for those kind of belts and those shoes and those fun things, you know, that go out there, hang out with your friends and forget the things of God. If we quit those things and concentrate on God. Amen. You know, the Bible says those that go through, that if we love the gathering of the righteous, right? And not the gathering of the mourners. That's what it says. We will love the gathering of the righteous, right? Because if we hang together with the righteous people, guess what? They're going to think right. Amen. Somebody can show me a friend and I'll show you who, I'll tell you who you are. Right? If we as young people desire to gather with the children of God, we're going to think like God's children. Amen. But pray for the first set of walk together. Amen. You know, remember Abba, I said, man, to the young brothers and the young sisters, because myself, again, so listen, if you want a good man, the man, I will pay attention. If you want a good man, at least you should go and look. Not just the church. The church is primary, you know. We should make sure our eyes in the church. You look at people in the church. And again, when you go to the library, amen. You know, if you go to the library, if you find somebody who goes to church and is in the library, it's totally a smart person. Amen. The person has a plan for the future. Amen. You know, and that's a good place to look for a good man. You know, that's a good place to look for a good man. If you go to the place and then you go to your mouth too, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. So, man, if you want to, I mean, those kind of two places apply to men. And then another thing that men and God is supposed to do, but we quit playing video games. Amen. Hallelujah. Put aside the video games and the bars and the clubbings and all that. You know, because when I say, oh, yeah, children of God don't do that, too. Well, a lot of times, children of God fall into those. I'm not saying that means that it won't be for us. But if we quit those, we quit beating it, we concentrate on ourselves, on the things of God, I think we should have it better. Amen. In conclusion, what I'm saying is, God, I'm so glad I have a great in tomorrow. You know, tomorrow comes. The life you live today is what really going to matter. Amen. So let's live our life today like we are thinking about. You know, if you break your leg today, you know, tomorrow you're going to get something. You need to go to the hospital and get taken care of and all that. Tomorrow is really going to catch up. There's some issues out there. Hello. You know, maybe you can't see it. It's going to catch up. Whatever we do today, when we are very strong, it's going to catch up with us tomorrow or
Isn't that wonderful? To have a young man signed up for Jesus. That's wonderful. Yes, we're not perfect, but we're getting there. At least we know where we want to go, and we're going to fight hard to get there. And the God that we serve is going to get us there. Amen. At this moment, you know, we the youth, like you say, we need the leaders to guide us. So we want to call our pastor to crown the discussion, the preaching, you know. But we need that blessing. Welcome our pastor.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for Brother Patrick. Amen. The one thing we do here is we don't expect people to fail themselves. Amen. I said it up on Sunday, tomorrow, we should have the courage to get the because so I believe he's a believer.
All enough with what I am ready. Praise the Lord. And I pray that whatever we preach, whatever is shared, we will live by that standard. We give us the grace to live by that standard. And a couple of things that I just want to emphasize. In the book of Chronicles, Second Chronicles, Solomon, asking God for wisdom and knowledge. That's something that we're emphasizing here in the ministry. It's something that is very important for every one of us. Wisdom and knowledge. And we add the next thing, which is revelation. If you're a young person and you have that ability to apply what you know, you'll be obviously unstoppable. Amen? If you have that ability to think before you act, if you have that ability to give a second before you do anything, we just started this morning that you have to develop your character, you have to develop your life in a way that it will be an example. And it's amazing that Solomon, with everything that was going around him, had for wisdom, had for knowledge. And all of us, we know that the Bible is going to be very short. Not lack of food, not lack of jobs, but lack of knowledge, lack of the ability to know, lack of wisdom, lack of the ability to apply knowledge. And some people have the knowledge, but they still perish because they don't have the ability to understand revelation. And I'm going to be teaching on that for sure next week. We're going to be talking on that. So let us encourage our young people. Let us encourage the young people to live by the standard. As he said here, it's not easy in the society we live today. There are so many things that the enemy throws on us. On Sunday morning, what I've discovered now, that some of the best movies, free movies, are played on Sunday morning. Why? Because the enemy knows that that is the moment when you're supposed to go to church. The enemy is doing everything to get our young people. There are many young people now, as we said before, they don't desire to serve God. They don't have any desire to be an example. They just want to be, you know, go for the worldly thing. But if you have the wisdom, if you have the knowledge, and you follow God, I believe certainly you will never lack. Amen? You will never lack. And as he said, sometimes it's not that we don't know what to do. Sometimes it's not that they don't know what to do. They know. They come to church. They understand. But the ability to do it, when you are faced with that temptation on a Saturday night, do you sleep and get up fresh in the morning to go to church? Or do you go out there and shake your body a little bit? You have a choice to make. And most of the time, because of bad influence, because of the people you surround yourself with, you find yourself in the wrong plight. We pray that that will not be our portion. And last but not the least, the young people of this church, they're working very hard. They had their car wash yesterday, and it was wonderful. It was great. We had a good time of fellowship while they were washing the cars, they were talking. Those are the things that bring young people together. Let me say this. You see, when young people hang out together, male and female, when it is time for God to bring somebody your way, he's not going to go to Baghdad and get somebody. He will bring somebody you know, so that the people of the church, the pastor will not be scratching his head. Lord, I need a revelation for who this brother is. No, you already know the person. I'm not saying that you can limit God, but the more we hang out together, the more the young people spend time together, you get to know people, you get to know the ones you work with, you get to know the people you pray with. The Lord will open your eyes to see this person's weakness. Will you want a stranger part of a group or somebody you grow with? Somebody you grow with. At least they may be a little bit messed up, but at least you know them. At least you can survive with them. So let us encourage our own people to take first the word of God as the principal thing. He talked about regret. A lot of people spend a lot of energy, worn out, serving the world. And then when they get to their 50s, 60s, 60s, they look back. They look back on their investment in the kingdom, and it's completely blank. Then they look back on their investment in the world. For some few people, they have invested a lot. But those investments, yes, they are good, but they cannot bring them the joy that they need at that time. Because when you get to a certain age, that your joy comes by what you have done for others, not what you have done for yourself. Amen. So when you, now that you have strength, as he said, now that you have the energy, it is the time to serve the Lord. You invest in your heavenly bank account so that when you look back, I bet you for those who are coming to this church and consistently, when the Lord blesses us and this young one, the young ones that are growing in this church, when you labor for them, when you work for them, when you teach them, someday for you, are like grandmother sits in front of you, probably 70, 80 years, you see them performing, you see them preaching. That is more than any retirement account that you can have. You see, people heard me. That is more than any 401k, 401 whatever. The 401k took the market price the last time and the thing vanished. Is that true? It vanished. People were having heart attack, food attack, and all kinds of attacks because their hearts were on those things. They are good. But what an investment. Last week when I saw the young people dance, those young ones, I can't wait for when they will turn 16. Probably when the music is playing, they'll be closing their eyes and just doing their steps because they have known it so much. And guess what? As they grow up together, learning the things of God, when it's time for them to start getting married and they start marrying within themselves, I don't have to do so much research to find out who is Prince is or who is Chris is and all this, because I know the parents that grew up before us. That's the investment we have to do. My question to every one of us is, what are you using your strength to do? Are you using your strength all to make that company look good? If all you do is then 9 to 5, you do everything to make the stocks not go down while your heavenly account is like a drop in a bucket. Amen? Let us use our energy to work for God. What does that mean? I'm not saying you should build another church. I'm saying help somebody. Praise the Lord. Use that energy to teach Bible study. There are many of us here who can do just what Mackie did. I can preach. Last few Sundays we were not here. I heard it was fun. People had a good time. Because some people have just been watching like a game. But finally it was a time for them to now do it. And it was kind of difficult a little bit. So let us step up. Let us use that energy. Yes, I give it to my job, but let me give it back to God. Praise the Lord. Father, we pray, we thank you for your son that shared the word this morning, and for every young man, young woman who have dedicated their life in your service. I pray, O God, as your word said, he that leaves father, mother, and the world, and work for me will never lack any good thing. I pray that, Father, as they take care of your kingdom, you will take care of their lives. I pray, Father, for the temptations that they go through every day. I ask you, O God, that you give them the strength to say no to the enemy. Let their no be no and their yes be yes. Lord, I pray that it will be an example for this community. Lord, not only in words, but in thoughts and in action. We thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you very much, Pastor. Now you see why we come here every Sunday and other days within the week. And that's for the same reason we stay very close to our pastor. Can you please give a hand of applause for him? That's the spiritual leader of our church, Pastor Sambila, and we love him so much. At this moment, you guys are going to experience something wonderful from your extraordinary youth. We have a dance group in our youth group. You know, they have something special to perform, and we just want you all to appreciate it. They have all the strength instead of using it out there in the club and not glorifying God. We want to use it this day to glorify Jesus. Amen. So we have to. They have some special moves that they're going to bring out, and please share in the joy. It's all in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Sit and enjoy the show. Thank you.
You have the right to do.
That's wonderful. That's just a little bit of what we have as youth. You know, we try to come together and put all our energy to worship God. Amen. And it will be a great honor for us to continue to win more youth for Jesus. You know, I know it's always a challenge nowadays to win youth for Jesus because there are so many distractions. And at the same time, you know, in as much as people say technology has taken away things from, you know, distracted youth from serving God, at the same time, we as Christians can also use the technology for our own good. Especially in music, youth like to dance, they like to go to parties, and one of the ways I believe, and also other youth do believe, is turning our Christian songs into something that youth can dance to. We are used to dancing music, especially the hip-hop type of music, but the words of the music don't worship God. So one way that we as Christians can evangelize and win souls for Jesus is to use those same deeds, but the words are Christian. The words worship God. And if you put music in that way, a lot of youth will dance. They will dance to the song. I know that firsthand. Like, music attracts youth to Jesus. It is a fact. We might not want to hear it, We might not know it, but it is true. I'm at a time of my life where I'm kind of making the transition in between youth into adulthood. By that, what I mean is, in a couple of years, they will put responsibility of people's lives into my hands as a physician. That is a very big responsibility. People will come to you, they will no longer see me as a youth anymore, even though in the face of other people, I'm a youth. So I feel like I'm in that prime position where I have to look at people of my age and even younger and people who are older and try to see why a lot of youths don't worship God. And from talking to them, I realize music is one of the ways we can get them. And I believe if we continue to do that, it's always a wonderful thing. Case in point, July 4th, whenever we go to the field, I've noticed it. When we play our music, people always come around. I think we should take advantage of it. I think the church should use that as a weapon to win souls for Christ. Another thing is, I'm yet to find a youth who gets wisdom of what Christianity is all about, of what Jesus is all about, and refuse to worship Jesus. Like our brother preached today, wisdom is the key. If we can empower people with wisdom, empower the youth with wisdom, they will know the right decisions to make. Because we do know the difference between good and bad. Not like we don't know, we do know them. But we tend to ignore them just because we don't have the knowledge and the wisdom to descend upon the blessings that comes from worshiping Jesus. There's a stereotype out there in the world that Christians, for some reason, are supposed to be poor. I don't know why they say so. You know, it's like when you worship God, you have to be poor. And if you are a Christian who is rich, there is a stereotype out there that believes that you are probably reeking the church fund. You are probably stealing from the church. That's why you are rich. But that's not true. So we have to find a way to make that transition to change the world. We have to do it in our own little way. It doesn't have to be in a grand way, in a grand fashion. Little by little, we can make changes in people's lives. If only we can teach them the wisdom that comes with worshiping Jesus. And we all know, especially from the motto of this church, the things that drive this church, Christ's successful life ministry. The word is from Joshua 1:8. It says that for us to be successful, we have to worship God. If you worship God, success is going to come. It might not come at the time that you want it, because guess what? We are human beings. We don't know tomorrow. If it's on our own knowledge, we want everything good to come at this moment. But guess what? We don't know if we're going to lose everything tomorrow. But the way God operates is that in order for us to have this thing forever, he has to do it at his own pace, at his own plan, and we just have to be available to execute what he wants us to do. We should try by all means to practice Christianity that way. We should try by all means to understand the word of God that way. I am a living testimony of what God does in people's lives. I am a living testimony of God doing things, not our own timetable, at our own time, in a scenario that we want. I'm from a family, they call it royal in Cameroon. My grandfather was a chief. My great-grandfather was a chief. And we know what those things come with. Superficial stuff, a lot of traditional stuff that are contrary to Christianity. So I was faced with that challenge in my life. He can testify, Bakke is my younger brother. But thanks to God, we are where we are today. It was a big fight in the family. It was a challenge moving into Christianity. You know, you are being pulled on the other side by the devil, so you have to march forward. But it is a fight that I believe if we continue to fight, we will win. You know, when I first came to this country, the stuff that I did in the beginning was impossible. I never thought of it when I was in Cameroon. You know, getting into med school was another challenge. It was difficult. It was tough. Whenever you think like you believe things are going to get stuck halfway, God finds a way to make it happen. I've never been able to explain why certain things happened in my life at a particular time when I thought no solution was there. I didn't do anything extraordinary. My family never did. But guess what? The solution came out of thin air. And nobody gets that glory except Jesus Christ. And the reason I'm saying all this is because we as youths, we need to understand a lot of this stuff and we need to learn to make connections. And without wisdom, we can't make these connections. If I didn't have that wisdom from God, I probably would have said, that's just luck. That's just life. I would have just filled in the gap that way. If we don't have that wisdom, the good thing that God does to us, we don't fill it with his word. We fill it with luck. We fill it with, you know, somebody, you say connection. You know, I've known people who have connection, but connection got them nowhere. Only when those things happen in your life, that's when you can make the connection with God. And for you to make that connection, you need to have wisdom. So when we pray to God, we should pray for wisdom. I truly believe if we pray for wisdom, just like Solomon did, we're all going to be fine. I do believe that. No matter what the challenge is, at the end of the day, we'll be wonderful. We'll make Jesus proud. We'll go out there and people will not be able to talk when we stand. They won't question our loyalty to God. They won't question our Christianity. As a matter of fact, they will envy us and they will want to worship the God that we worship because this God brings success in our lives. At this moment, you know, as the pastor said earlier, we did some car washing yesterday. It was phenomenal. It was nice. You know, it was the first time we ever tried it. It was a good thing, you know, we come together as youth. In the name of God, we raise funds. We try to channel our strength for the right purpose. If we don't use it for the right purpose, the devil will come and use that strength for something else. So at this moment, the youths are going to dedicate the offering and the money we made to the church. So we're going to call upon the entire church to join us in thanking God for the wonderful things he continues to do for us and to continue to bless him and to bring your offering to him wholeheartedly. No matter how small it is, just know that God is going to appreciate it as long as you do it wholeheartedly, happily, happily, with no reservation. Please, let us continue to pray for our youth. I see a lot of parents here. We need a lot of guidance from you guys. We are a little older, and we also see our younger brothers and sisters. They also look up to us. And we pray that continue. It's like a process continues to go just like that in cycle. As you guys are retiring, you expect us to take over from you guys. And when we'll be retiring, we'll expect the other generation to take over from us. And the only thing that's going to get us there is wisdom through God. So thank you very much for coming today to share with us, to worship, to support the youth, and to support the church. Now is offering time, please. Be ready to dance as you bring your praise to God. Thank you.
And love 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 and love
know, as he was alone in me, what you got to show.
Not a man. If you've not met the Lord,
your own Lord and Savior. What an opportunity. What a day for him to welcome you. What a day for you to change from being the son of somebody else to being the son of God. With all our eyes closed, please, if you're sitting by the door, make sure nobody goes in or out. We should be very focused at this moment. Because some years ago, I made that decision, and my life has never been the same. Thank God for that person that gave me that opportunity. And the same opportunity is extended to you. We're not talking about changing your denomination. Those are irrelevant these days. But it's a personal relationship. Let us just repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you this afternoon and I offer you my heart. Take absolute control. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I promise from today henceforth, I will walk with you. I will believe in you. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your children who have prayed this morning. You said, with their heart we believe, and with our mouth confession is made unto you. I pray the Lord, as we rededicate our lives to you, you will take over the stressful one, the things that the enemy throw on us. Father, you will take that burden and help us carry it in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for your children that are standing before the throne of your grace this afternoon. Lord, I pray, O God, King of glory, Ancient of Days, Bright and Morning Star, Lily of the Valley, the great I am that I am, our Redeemer, our Lord, our Savior. You say, come to me, all you who are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, if come before you and not before you, man, I ask you that you stretch forth your hands right now from heaven and just touch them. Answer that prayer, that thing that keeps them up at midnight, that thing that worries them, that thing they believe in you to do, O God, that which only you can do. But I ask you that this afternoon, you just answer that prayer. You just touch that need. You just feel that need right now, O God. You just open that door. You just heal that sickness in the name of Jesus. You will just bring that transformation for the young ones that are struggling with one habit or the other. Lord, I ask you, O God, that you give them something better to do with their lives. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. One thing we want to do in future is that we want to give people opportunity. People that are visiting the church, we want to give them an opportunity to be members. Amen? I know here we've been very liberal, if I can use that word, with our membership. But from now henceforth, we want to give people the opportunity. If you're already a member, you don't need to worry about it. But we want to give people an opportunity to become members. Why? Because when you're a member, it makes us more organized. We can follow you up. We can minister to you. I've gone to some places and some people don't come here. There are some members that don't come here. Amen? I meet them somewhere. They say, Pastor, I'm a member, but I don't come every Sunday. I say, praise God, but we need you. They say, I'm with you in the spirit. I say, yes, as much as I want the spirit, I need your physical presence. Praise the Lord. So we'll be giving people opportunity to become members. It is good for organization. Amen? Praise the Lord. So once people come for their first time, they all should let them see me, let us talk, so we can get them to become members of the church. Praise the Lord. Amen.
If you watched what happened here today and you were excited about it, you were talking mostly to the young adults and the young ones growing up. If you want to join the youth, we're very open. We're happy to welcome you. If you have any dance moves, please bring them to church. Don't take them to the club. About 3 months ago, I made a covenant with God. I will never put my leg into a clubhouse again. And it's been 3 months strong, and I'm very blessed. I've seen a lot of changes. I can hear God more these days. I have direction, and I'm so excited. and I want my brothers and sisters to experience the same grace that I have received. So if you are excited about this, please come join us. Let's welcome the mother of the church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today is all about the young adults or the youth. But God just laid in my heart to pray for two people. Amen. You know, the Bible says, if I tell you to do something and you don't, when those people perish, I will require their blood from your hands. I don't want to be responsible for anybody's blood. Amen. I'm going to call Adele and Fazil to come here. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, it was so strong, I can't take it home. Amen. I just want you to stretch forth your hands and pray for this too. And before all these weaknesses, everybody goes through stuff. They are going through stuff themselves. And all God told me to tell you is pray together. Amen. Pray together, morning and evening. Pray together. You might eventually find solutions to whatever you're going through. Whatever you're going through, God alone knows. But I'm sure praying together is going to get you closer to your solution, if not your solution. Amen? Stretch forth your hand and begin to pray for them. I pray that the Holy Ghost is going to lead you to pray for this couple. Amen? Because every work of the enemy concerning them cannot stand in the name of Jesus. Every tear the enemy has sown into this couple, we begin to uproot it right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pastor always says, we don't know which prayer is going to hit heaven. Just pray as you're led for this couple in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, we just lift up Adele and Basil before your throne of grace right now, that you will pray, Almighty God, that you bring them closer and closer to you. That you, Lord, draw them closer to you. Your word says, if I, God, be lifted up, then I will draw all men unto me. Father, Lord, we pray all God in their lives as individuals. Lord, God, that they will lift you up. They will lift you up, oh God. As a result of their lives, oh God, many will be drawn to you. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, oh God, that whatever the enemy has planned for this family, Lord, it will not stand in the name of Jesus. Every weapon of the enemy formed against both of them, Lord, we say it will not come to pass. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We cover this house with the blood of Jesus. We cover the children with the blood of Jesus. And if Lord God will pray that you bind them together with cords of love that nothing can break. In the name of Jesus. 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 But our Lord God will pray, oh God, that they will seek your face more than ever before. But I will pray, oh God, that they will take off their eyes from their problems and focus their eyes on you from now on. In the mighty name of Jesus. But I pray, oh God, that you give them even the grace to pray together. Give them the grace, oh God, to pray together. Give them the grace to seek your face together. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for the testimony. We thank you, oh God, for the testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for letting me interrupt your service. Thank you. Always welcome. The youth is going to have another station number and we're going to let you go home. You know it's going to be hungry. Unfortunately, there's no food today. But it's okay. It's okay. Anybody who made that decision today to dedicate their life to God, this song is for you. It's just saying that there will be peace in Jesus Christ when trouble comes. We're not saying that it's not going to come. It is going to come. And it's going to come even more now that the devil knows that you're better in your mind to follow God. They just know that there is peace in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to sing this song. Yeah, it's a good song. You know, it says, worship the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Sister Angela, so lead us.
Praise the Lord. Even though the song, I can't pull over it that good. You can just join me. Invite the church to join us. Amen. I will worship the Lord, for he is worthy. I will lay down my sword, the Prince of Peace is his name. King of the floor, the Lord is mighty.
Mighty.
Lord can graciously
obey.
I will worship the Lord, for he is worthy. I will lay down my sword, the Prince of Peace is his name. King of the Fort, the Lord is mighty.
Mighty.
The Lord can quench the evil. Peace when trouble blows.
Peace when trouble blows. Jehovah is. Jehovah Lord. Is my peace. When sorrow nears, Jehovah sees, Jehovah hears.
Feel the presence of God upon the water. Hear the voice of the Lord within the tongue that rolls. King of the floor, the Lord is mighty.
Mighty, mighty.
The Lord can count the troubles. Peace when trouble blows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And I will just pray that your children will go in peace and will serve you throughout this week. Be with them all through the daily week, and as they commit themselves into your hands, Lord, Father, you will not fail them. You will be a lamp to their feet and a light to their path. You will guide and you will protect them. You will cover them with your blood, O God. That whatever they desire, Lord, you will meet them at that very point of their need. We thank you for everything. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your word that you've ministered to us today. But I will not only keep it to ourselves, Lord, but we'll take it out there and share it with your children. Thank you for your grace and your blessing. So in Jesus' name we pray, amen.